Good evening. This is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM, good evening, Jeff.
WXD, CJR, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, you got N2PFM and WX2PJR. Are there any other check-ins?
KD2VLA.
Long time no see. How you been? N2PFM, do you copy?
Yeah, that's a roger. This is USA K2VLA was checking in, and I think he wiped you out there. Okay, yeah, with problems with Mama, she keeps thinking it's Christmas, then she thinks it's Easter, then she keeps thinking it's some other time or whatever, and that's just so she can't believe that everyone in the family is dead now, except for the two of us and everything. Well, what can I say? I don't want to go into too much of that now. Anyway, we've got a temperature here of 10 degrees. We had a temperature range today of 7 to 19. And the snow did stay all south of us, which I'm glad of. I'm not at all sorry. You like it down on Oswego? Let them have it. I'll give them all they want. We'll even give you pop something, some of it over there in Kingston, New York. By the way, the XPJR did a very good job of the net tonight on the Lowville repeater, which is back on the air. And it's doing a very good job, even into Kingston. Coming in fine, and with no echo link or anything. So, that's back on the air for you who may not know it yet. And, that's pretty much about it. I guess I'll just turn it back to net for now, and just hope I can get in there more nights now, that maybe she finally understands what's really going on. So, say God bless, 73, send to PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, at least she thinks it's a good day, you know, Christmas and Easter. You could be thinking it's just some Tuesday in the middle of the year sometime, and so at least she's landing on good days. Let's look at it that way. Well, good luck with that, George, and thanks for checking back in, and yeah, we didn't get much of that snow either. I think there was maybe a half an inch or 2 inches maybe on the ground here this morning, and that was about it, so we were pretty happy with that. Yep, we see the Lowville repeaters back on. We were on it. I checked in on it there yesterday. Right after they got it up, right after I got the email that it was up. And it's coming in much better here than it ever has. Usually it's hit or miss for me here, and it was coming in pretty solid. And from the report I got on the other end, it was coming in solid there. You know, I was coming in good there, too, which isn't bad with the little handheld here. All right, thanks for checking in, George. We'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. I see you were on there on Echo Link and then signed off, but I noticed it didn't announce you, so I don't know what that means.
I keep getting timed out on that one. I don't know why. Every other one I connect to, it's beautiful. I stay on there forever, but this one kicks me off. I don't know what the problem is. Anyways, I just kind of gave up after it kicked me off 3 times. It's like, eh. Might as well just go barefoot. Doesn't matter. Yeah, and it also doesn't let the text box open up either, so I don't know. And it doesn't light up the little lightning bolt. So there's a couple things it doesn't let me do. I don't know. But anyways, what is it here? It's 11 out there right now. Seems to be warming up a little bit. It was 10 earlier. I actually started off around. And then it's just kind of gone up. I don't know why. Not really cloudy out there at all, so see what's going on. Supposed to be going the other way at this point. The Lowville net, that was fun tonight. It was a long one, but not bad. It was made things fun, and the guy from Kingston that checked in, Mike, V3SIW, actually know him quite well, known him for years, so, and he was on not too much else going on here, so pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Roger that. I was just looking through the log while you were talking there. It showed you logged in and verified you. And then that was it. I don't know what we called that. I mean, I double-checked my port settings the other night when you mentioned it. And the port forwarding's going fine. I might, after tonight's net here, I might just reboot that router and see if that fixes the issue. Maybe there's something going on there. I haven't rebooted it in a couple months, so. All right. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear the Alago repeater's going and the net's going good. And, Kingston, hey, that's not bad at all. So, all right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. And George said that KE2VLA Clint doubled on me there. So, Clint, if you're still there, what's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. Well, not much going on. I've been mucking around with a flu bug or something. They've been adjusting my medicine about three different times, and I'm not sure that it's getting any better. But I haven't got anything to report other than go down for a couple of coffee breaks a day, do a lot of reading. I talked to Mike Moffitt last night, gave me a landline, and he was wondering about the new radio hookup that you had. So I told him, I explained what little bit I knew about it. He'll probably be in touch. He's interested in it. So I guess that's all the news. We'll say 73s. KD2AIT, this is KD2VLA. Clear, listen out.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, you can get a hold of me. That's fine. You can also look at the website there on BoonvilleARC.com. That's BoonvilleAlphaRomeoCharlie.com. I got a couple explanations on it there, and I've also, this happened since, you've been away for a few days, I guess, battling that flu there. But I started a new thing here where it automatically records the net every night and then posts it up on the site a little after 10 o'clock. So you might be interested in that, too. But you can see that when you go to the site. All right, Clint. Well, I hope you feel better there. It's this time of year when you get it. It's better this time of year than when it's nice outside anyway, if you're going to get it at all. So, all right, take care, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WV2RUQ.
TWS.
Okay, I got WB2RUQ and KC9TWS. So we'll start with WB2RUQ, my father down there in the Hudson Valley on Echo Link. Good evening, what's going on?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Also, we had a great day here. It was cool. We're currently 26. We're probably around 32 today with the wind chill. We had a lot of wind. But for the most part, sunny, and things are going well. No traffic to report, and by the way, I heard you say you haven't booted your router in a couple months. Jeez, I do all mine, the routers, all my equipment, so once a week I give them all a reboot just to get the data litter out of them. So after having supported enough systems in IBM, I realized from a home point of view, reboot on a regular basis, and generally you will have a minimal amount of problems. All right, I'm going to throw that back at you, and I see the gentleman from Lincoln, I think it was Lincoln City, Indiana. He and I were messaging while you guys were talking, and let him come on board, Joseph there. So this is WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, I never reboot my routers. I reboot my computers all the time, but the routers, I don't, because if something goes wrong with them, that usually means it's a pretty big problem. And it's not like you can just pull out a hard drive or something. There's usually something really wrong with the hardware inside. And I just don't reboot them. I got a switch there. I don't think I rebooted since the last time the power went out, whenever that was. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. And we've had a kind of a cool day here today, but I was inside working most of the day, so I didn't experience any, if it was windy or not. Okay. Was that KC9TWS there on Echo Link? Joseph, good evening. What's going on tonight? KC9TWS, do you copy?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't think I hit transmit the first time. It's pretty cold down here in Lincoln City, Indiana. Have no traffic. This is KC9TWS.
That was better. Yeah, we copied you that time. What's the weather doing out there in Indiana?
Well, I think it was yesterday we had some snow. Yesterday or Saturday, so, which I'm glad it was on a weekend. Made it a little nicer. See, it was a little hard to go places yesterday. It was pretty slick down where we were. They weren't running any of the salt trucks yesterday, so that made it a little harder, but the sun came out, and I guess it made all the snow go away. This is KC9TWS.
Roger that. Well, we're pretty cold up here too. We got a bunch of snow on the ground. I don't know what the official measurement is here. We've had some, and then it's melted, and then we've had some more, and then some of it's melted, and then we got more. So, I don't know. When I look out, when I look at the snow bags, they're pretty high. But if you look on the ground, I'd say we probably got at least maybe a foot and a half out there. In the woods anyway, or in the backyard, I should say. But I think the last time I checked the temperature here about half an hour ago was 11 degrees here, and it's kind of stuck around there between 10 and 15 degrees here today. All right, well, thank you, Joe, for checking in, and, we have this here every night, and you're welcome anytime you want to come on in. Do come back. All right, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as myself today, I just worked all day today, and it's another Monday at work. Not much else to do. Enjoyed watching the Super Bowl last night. I'm glad the 49ers made it an interesting second half. WB2RUQ, I forgot to tell you that they're routing you through New Zealand tonight. So I don't know where in New Zealand, but in New Zealand. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, go ahead.
Yeah, when's the Lyleville net? Is that at 8 o'clock?
Roger, 8 o'clock. They just got a new machine there. Well, new to them anyway. And I guess they're going to try to link it. It's capable to be linked to other repeaters, so I haven't decided yet, I guess, what repeaters they're looking at, but maybe the old Ford repeater. They're not sure yet. It's 8 o'clock every night.
All right, affirmative, I got it. All right, I'll let you go. This is WB2RUQ.
Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to let everybody know that as of now, we're testing it, but we're recording the nets nightly and replacing them on our in our archive on the BooVilleARC.com website where you can listen, and we're hoping to build it up over time and just kind of keep a little nostalgic list of a past nets. It'll take a while, but it's in the process. All right, I'd like to thank everyone who checked in tonight and say 73s to everyone who's listening in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
Traffic and emergency net over on the 145-17. A stations, with or without traffic tonight.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, thank you for checking in. Anyone else? This is KD2KOJ, broadcast. I'll make one more call here. This is KD2KOJ for Outcon. Are there any other stations that could check in with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else. This is KD2KOJ, correct.